Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Wednesday, we sit down with Mr. Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas, and talk a little bit about the dairy industry. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. Always glad to step into June 1, knowing that June is Dairy Month, so it's always a great celebration for everybody.
Well, it's also a great time to talk a little bit about what's going on in the dairy industry right now. So, as usual, we always start out with blocks and barrels. How are we looking on that side?
Well, midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at 224 and three quarter per pound, and that was down 3 1/4 cents with four lots being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at 229 and a half per pound, unchanged, and nine lots being traded. So a lot of interest over on the barrel side, and very, very unusual that we see barrel a nickel almost over the block price. So that means that we could get a bounce back on the block side. Going over to powder, it closed at $1.86.5 per pound. That is up a half of a penny with one lot being traded. Butter closed at $2.88, up 1/4 cent with nine lots being traded. Still, I contend that butter is on its way to $3 a pound. And then finally, at the CME, we saw that dry whey closed at 52 1/4 per pound, unchanged, and no lots being traded.
Now, as usual, we always sit down and talk a little bit about class threes and fours. What's that looking like for us?
Well, we're obviously coming to the end of the May pricing, and I believe today is the last day of May trading. So we've got May trading at 25.18 on the Class 3, June trading at a 24.50. Going into the third quarter, we've got July starting off at 24.61 and finishing up at 24.15 in September. We've got October opening up the fourth quarter at 23.96 and finishing up in December at 22.88. And then going into the first quarter of 2023, we see January opening up at 22.10 and finishing up at 21.15. Over on the Class 4 side, we're seeing that the May will be finishing up at a 25.08, and we've got the June trading at a 25.55. And then over on quarter 3, we've got July opening up at a 25.75 and finishing up in September at a 25.46. And then in fourth quarter, we're looking at October opening up at $25 and finishing out the year in December at 23.75. And then first quarter of 2023, Class 4, starting off in January at 22.13 and finishing up at 21.91.
Now, this week, I know that we have some dairy RP reports to give out. What's that looking like?
Well, dairy RP's got a few opportunities, some we hadn't seen before. Now, I want to urge producers that they have till the 15th of June to get signed up for quarter three. And what we're seeing on class three, quarter three, we're looking at a 23.16 for 26 cents. Seems to be very good value. We've got quarter four trading a 22.29 for 39 cents, a very good value as well. And then going into quarter one of 2023, we're seeing it trade at a 20.34 for 47 cents. I might hold off on that one. Going over on the class four side, we're seeing quarter three trade a 24.35 for 22 cents, an extremely good value. We've got quarter four trading a 23.24 for 49 cents. And then quarter one of 2023 on the class four trading a 21.16 for 63 cents.
Now, I know this week is a little shorter report, which is no problem. It's the end of the trading month. But what are we looking like next week? I know we got some big reports coming out for some of those dairy producers out here in the panhandle. What's coming up for us, Mike?
Well, that's exactly right, Bryce. We've got the dairy products report that'll be coming out for the month of April. And then we'll also have the April exports and imports report. So a great deal of interest with those. And as well, we should have a global trading event. So it'll be the big three next week, and certainly we'll need to spare some time for the report next week.
Well, again, Mike, it's always a pleasure to sit down and talk a little bit about Texas dairy and national dairy and see how it's looking for us.
Oh, thank you, Bryce.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.